For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
What does it take to form a new amateur radio club? Sometimes it's just a handful of willing radio operators who share the same...
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the boys.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz and Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
After years of virtual collaborations across the Pacific Rim, the duo Alula produced their Akari album in a Tokyo studio. On the next Deep Threes, we'll hear the results. Plus music from Enrico Rava, Nikki Costa, Todd Oxford, James Dunham, and Tan Dunn. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday.
Will you help me just open up your mouth and glorify God? If he's done anything for you,
thank you.
really need something from God tonight. Listening to me on this record, I don't know what it is you're going through, but God said you can get your breakthrough tonight. Look at somebody, say, I'm gonna get my breakthrough tonight. Right now. Turn around behind you, say, I'm gonna get an instantaneous breakthrough. Now you've been praying and seeking God and fasting, but when you ask God, do you really have faith that he can do it? Do you serve a God that is able? Do you serve a God that is strong and mighty? Well, if you do, can I tell you how to get your breakthrough? Say, Kirk, how can I get my breakthrough right now? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. This is how you can get it tonight.
Hallelujah. Yes, beloved. Reach out for your breakthrough. My goodness. You know, beloved, you got to see for the invisible. Think about the Wright brothers. People said we couldn't fly. We were on horse and buggy for centuries, millenniums. But they could see something that nobody else had seen before. Just see it. Reach out for it. Reach out and grab it. By faith. I don't know when it's going to materialize. I don't even know if what you're reaching for is actually what God had for you. But I know that we have to demonstrate our faith in God and reach out for things. And sometimes what we come back with is not what we wanted, but it's what God wanted for us. And I believe I'm right when I say it's better than what we had in mind. Yes, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist. Kurt Carr was talking to a group of people about the night, but I'm here to talk to you about today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Magnify the Lord with me and let us worship him together. Let the people of God out there who agree say amen. Mr. Martin Randall, say amen, bro. How you doing?
Amen, amen, and amen.
All right. Well, it's good to be with you again, and thank you so much. And to Sister Bernadette, we are a three-strand cord that is not easily broken, beloved, and it takes the three of us to get this music for the heart, the mind, and the soul out to you every week. And I couldn't do it without them. They're my friends, and I thank God for them. And so we have this lineup for you today. And our focus is worship, beloved. Yes, we're going to give God his due, give God his worth, give God his praise. We're going to do that with a little help from some of our brothers and sisters, his chosen vessels that have been blessed with the ability to put word and note together and come up with these songs that just minister to us and meet us in our point of need. And that was Set the Atmosphere. Yes, that's what we want to do today. We want to set an atmosphere for the Lord to bless you in a mighty way. On this first Sunday in the month of September, my birth month, my mom's birth month, my brother's birth month, three of my closest friends are born in this month. So, you know, we all broke right now. Amen. But we enjoy blessing each other and giving each other gifts. And so we are grateful to God for that. But yes, we want to set the atmosphere. This is also in many congregations. It is Communion Sunday. And if you haven't had Holy Communion in a while, we want you to come on out and share with us later on this month. We said when we got into the month of September, we'd be talking a little bit more about some of the outreach ministries, outdoor worship services that we are going to be having with pastors and ministers and lay leaders from around the county. We're going to be doing that and talking about that a little bit more. We're going to give you some more music right now. And coming up in our playlist selection, we have 5 back-to-back songs. Nobody Like You, Lord. That's Miss Miranda Curtis. We worship you today because there's nobody like you, Lord. Minister Marvin Sapp, Bishop Marvin Sapp. I worship you, Shekinah Glory. I honor you, T.D. Jakes Ministry Choir. And No Ordinary Worship by Kalante Gavin. Yes, beloved, this is No Ordinary Worship. We just want to lavish the Lord with our love and bless you also with love and music for your heart, your mind, and your soul. So here we go, beloved. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for this Sunday, Labor Day weekend. All right, now, y'all don't go nowhere. Stay right here.
Lord, how it sustain. Yeah, I say, you're faithful in all of your ways, yeah.
Even from my very existence, I knew I was created to be a worshiper. As a child growing up in the church, I may not have knew the plan of God for my life, but I definitely knew that I was purposed. So now as you begin to listen to my musical diary, it is my prayer that you would begin to discern the heart that I have for God. And in discerning the heart that I have for God, get a clear understanding of what you were placed here for as well. Listen.
My life is a testimony. My heart is an open vessel. My will is the bird that yields to your will. My walk is the way you lead. My talk is the words you feed. My praise is the sweetest sound to your ear. Hallelujah, 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 we worship you, we worship you today. I live 'cause you have allowed, I give 'cause you show me how. I'm here as a testimony unto you. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no other God for me. There's no other name would give all the praise. So we sing it.
Hallelujah.
Lift those hands and say,
Hallelujah.
Come on and give Him glory.
Yes, we do.
We worship you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and sing.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
We worship
you. Yes, we do.
We worship you.
Yeah. Come on, let's begin to magnify you.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Yes, we do.
We worship you.
Oh,
today.
Yes. Because of what you've done,
worse,
not because worse, of what you brought us out of, but we worship you because of
worse,
who you are.
We worship.
Yes, we do.
We worship you today.
Come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on and worship.
Hallelujah.
Help me in this field.
Hallelujah.
this morning. Shut everything and everyone out. Let's begin to worship the Lamb. To Him who sits on the throne. And unto the Lamb be all blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Right now, just
not a woman when to miss you. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. Oh, this is what she said, yo. She said, if I could only touch but the give of his garment, I'ma give it all I have. Lonely, come on, help me sing.
Your portion, poverty, it is not your portion. and the promises.
Amen, beloved. It makes no difference what you're going through. I had muted myself, and I'm back. But I wanted to talk to you for a couple of minutes about this worship and getting your portion. How about that? Yes, that was Miss Jacqueline Carr. I'm not sure if that's a new project, but it's new to me. That was My Portion. Amen. So, where do I begin? Well, our theme this morning in music selection was worship. And in the Old English Dictionary, it really means giving worthiness, giving God his recognition, giving God God's due. Amen. Now, in my research, it says that, you know, the Greek and the Hebrew translation of that word worship is not really how we use it today in the Christian contemporary church. We really talk about giving God his due and letting God know that we know he is worthy of our adoration and our songs and our praise. Because, beloved, I know many of you agree with me that things could be worse if it wasn't for God on our side. Amen. And even in the midst of all the things that are going on today, we know that God is yet watching over us and sending help our way. I thank God today for being able to share that. And so we want to talk about and invite our listeners, if you are available, there's going to be worship, outdoor worship, this month. Yes, and we are going to worship God, give God his glory, give God his due in many ways and in many forms. And that's how we say we take God out of the box. You know, there has been in the 1970s, 80s, I guess, early 90s, a phrase that was often used that said, take God out of the box. And we began to do that. But then for some people, he stayed in the box, or we put him back in the box. You know, these parameters, these boundaries for our understanding about God and how God is and who God is and how God does what God does, why God does what he does. And my experience and journey is one that says, you know, God says to me and through me, bring me out of the box. So many times people have said to me, well, you don't look like a preacher. You don't look like a pastor. And I respond, and God doesn't look like you think either. Amen. Yes, beloved, God wants to bring brought up out of the box. So And giving God his worship and giving God his due and recognizing how God is moving in our community and in our world today, particularly in our community here in Columbia County. We have pastors and ministers and lay leaders who have been coming together annually. Couldn't do it last year with the COVID shutdown, and but we're looking forward to relaunching. And let me tell you, beloved, God is looking forward to this because God has been doing some things, opening some doors I could not open. My colleagues could not open. We didn't see that these doors were going to open for us. And even when it seemed like a door was closed, somehow it would open. So I know God is excited about what we're doing and just wants us to come and enjoy and worship God together. Give God his worth. Give God his due. Recognize that God is in our midst and recognize what God is doing. So on the 19th is National Back to Church Sunday. Now, some people are familiar with that. Some are not. It's been something that's been going on before we collectively got involved, and God belongs in our county. And that means any county. That's every county. We could say plurals, counties. Some people do live in plural counties. They have citizenship or residency in various places, right? But that's an invitation. Anybody, anywhere you live, make that declaration. God belongs in our county. You know, people have been trying to push God out of the public eye, out of the public square, out of the public conversation. But God belongs because we belong to God. We wouldn't be here without God. And I know that there are some people who would want to dispute that, and that's your prerogative. But I'm going to stick to that. I know I would not be here. And I know there are many out there who are listening and many out there who are not, who would agree that God, without God, we are nothing and we would not be where we are today. So on the 19th, we're going to worship God. We're going to give him his worth. We're going to recognize and give him his due at our National Back to Church, Back to School Sunday outdoor service. And this year, so exciting. We are teaming up with law enforcement. We have Mr. Don Kraft, who's been working so diligently with us to invite state troopers and police and sheriff, under sheriffs, deputy sheriffs, or whomever in law enforcement to come out. And we're going to have God Game Sports. I always want to say God's Game Sports, with God Game Sports and Tyrone Hedgepath. And they are going to have basketball showcase down at the town, Greenport Town Park, and also a softball exhibition, because I know God loves baseball and basketball. I've watched too many games and seen where God did something miraculous. And so we want to give him God his due. And we want to let him know that we appreciate the gifts that you have given and the time of play and celebration. Not coming together in an emergency situation, not coming together for any police action, but coming together as people created in the image of God to worship together, sing together, play together, break bread together. And this ain't no ordinary worship. Amen. We're going to have the Sweet Life Music Project there, the band of Brother Martin Randall. And we're going to have a Christian rap. We also have a dance diversity, Miss Lindsay Faulkner, and she's going to be coming and doing a dance with us. If you like line dancing, come out and do a gospel line dance, okay? Yes, beloved, there is so much that's going to be going on. And we also are going to have on the 25th, God willing and staying the same, our March for Jesus, that has been an annual event, started many years ago with Endless Love Temple. Pastor John Miller had taken up for a while, and we've been working with them and have sort of taken a lead with this. And we're doing it this year, didn't do it last year, but we're going to have a pop-up new to You Boutique. And that's going to be new and like new clothing and shoes for the family and to help people get ready for the fall, get ready for the winter. Come on down, check it out. There's going to be food at both of these events. It's going to be gospel music, going to be good, powerful preaching and prayers and testimony. And we're going to just worship God together in the glory and the beauty of God's love. I'm just excited about it, beloved. This is no ordinary worship. And we are just going to get out together and say, yes, God, we recognize. Want to just let you know, Rizzo is coming. He comes every year. Young Christian rapper from downstate, he's coming. Minister Naheem Billups, Prophet Emmanuel Davis, Anointed Hands, music ministry. We're going to be celebrating our essential workers, beloved. We're going to at the waterfront on the 25th, we're going to celebrate representatives from the medical profession and the military and the police and the retail sector. You know, we want to just celebrate the people and pray for them who have gotten us through this pandemic and life not too much interrupted, and just give God thanks for that. God is good to us, and not just because everything falls into pleasant places, because life is not like that. It doesn't always fall into pleasant places. So there's so much to talk about, so many things. But today I just want to talk about God and giving God worship and giving God praise and how we're going to do it here in Columbia County on September 19th at the Greenport Town Park, and September 25th. Starting at the 7th Street Park at 2 p.m., marching on down and doing prayer stops along the way in our city, and then down at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park for our outdoor worship celebration and music and just giving God and making God smile. How about that? Oh, my beloved, I see my time is up. My goodness, my goodness. All right, well, I just want to leave you with another song before we get ready to go, and maybe even a scripture. Hallelujah. In 1 Chronicles 16 and 34, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." John 4 and 24, "God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Come on out and join us on September 19th at 3 to 5 p.m., 2 to 5 p.m. at the Greenport Town Park, and Saturday, September 25th for the parade. There'll be more information coming your way. Look out for the posters. Look out for the lawn signs. And you can check in with WGXC and me if you want more information. We're going to leave. We're going to say happy birthday to all the September birthdays. Get you all the next time. And because there's names I need to call, but I'll get you the next time. Getting ready to get out of here till we meet or speak again. Remember never to forget, no matter how dark the clouds may seem, how low they may go, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. The light of the world. There is a bright side somewhere. Right now it's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Radio for listeners with open ears. Listener-supported radio. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. Like I said, we got one more song for you. And this song, which song do we have? Which song do we have, Brother Randall? I don't remember.
Well, I'm on the other side of the room, but we have Norman Hutchinson. And
yes,
God's got a blessing.
Got a blessing. Yes, he does. You reach up and grab it, beloved. And remember the dates that I told you. God bless till we speak again.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head.